Megillah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, 3-2. And the Mishnah continues to discuss the Kedusha Beis Knesset. And here we have Rabbi Meir continuing his Shita. Ein Mochen Beis HaKnesset Ela Al Tanai. One may not sell a shul unless it's stipulated on condition that Shim Yirtu Yachzeruhu, that if the seller wants, he can reclaim and re-get back his Beis Knesset. Div Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. So Rabbi Meir holds, as we saw in the previous mission already, that the Kedusha never fully leaves the shul. And that being the case, first of all, we said in the previous Mishnah that you can't even sell the shul from Rabban to Yachid, from a community to a single person, because it's Kedusha still there, and it's sort of you're diminishing the potential Kedusha in actuality is being reduced because there's no minion there, etc. Here he says more than that. He says beyond just the actual loss of Kedusha, there's also the issue of bizayon, of disgrace to the Beis Knesset. That is to say, when a person says, I'll sell you the Beis Knesset, even for a permitted purpose, and he says, like, you know, so long farewell, never see you again, Beis Knesset, that in and of itself is a genai, like a disgrace to the Beis Knesset, because it expresses that the people who sold it don't really care about the shul. And therefore, Rabbi Meir requires that they put in a stipulation that they could get it back if they want to, which signals that sort of they are going to be, they're sad to see it go and sort of want to reserve that right. In practice, the Gemara asks, you know, how this would work out logistically, what kind of person would buy a shul if they know that it could be taken back from them at any time, putting aside all logistical issues, including perhaps the most halakhically fraught, which is the issue of ribis, to sell it and get it back later on when the person got use in the interim, would require that there be a deduction taken, like the rent deduction, if you will, if you reclaimed it. All that put aside, and the Rabbi Meir Shita, the Chacham disagree, and the halakha is like the Chachamim. The Chacham actually disagree with Rabbi Meir on both these points, meaning, first of all, on the issue of the Kedusha remaining, they say, no, the Kedusha is totally paka, it totally disappears once the building is sold, and therefore you could sell a Beis Knesset even to be used as a refes, like a barn for animals. Not a problem, and all the more so, of course, you could sell it from a rabban to a yachid, from a community to a single person. That's not a problem. And second of all, they say that there isn't really an issue of bizayon, intrinsically disgracing by selling the shul, and therefore there's no need to make such a stipulation that you can reclaim it. Nevertheless, the rabbis are concerned about certain especially disgraceful uses for the building after it's sold, and therefore they require that certain uses are expressly forbidden when they make the deal between the community who's selling the shul and the purchaser. And therefore, the Mishnah says, "V'cham omrim mochnoso mimkar olam." You're permitted to sell it in a permanent way with no conditions about reclaiming it. However, chutz ma'arba devarim, with the exception of for the purpose of the purchaser doing these four activities, these four uses for the building. The first is lamerchatz, to be used as a public bath. This is where people go to sweat, etc., and wash themselves. So a bathhouse is sort of a stinky, undisgraceful place and not appropriate use for a converted Beis Knesset. Vilaborsky, second of all, a tannery. Tanneries smell terrible. Animal feces is used in the tanning process. And it's just generally considered to be like a low and disgusting job industry, and therefore inappropriate use for a Beis Knesset. Third of all, Villa Tevila, to turn it into a mikvah, like a big, you know, bore mime for people to go into. Thertame, again, considered to be a disgraceful use and therefore inappropriate to convert a shul into a mikvah, a tevila, which is a mikvah. And finally, Ulaves HaMayim, literally means a water place, a house of water. There are two approaches to the Mefarshim on what this is talking about. The first is basically a laundromat, where they used, you know, incoming water to, and they use it to scrub and scour their clothing. That's considered to be stinky, smelly. They may use also like urine and stuff to remove stains. And in general, it's just, you know, it gets fetid and smelly and everything else. So it's not appropriate. Other pshatim say Beis HaMayim refers to like basically a communal urinal, place to urinate. Of course, that's disgraceful. And therefore, the rabbis require that these four specific conditions, like uses, are forbidden when you're doing the sale. But other things like using for a storehouse or for like a barn would be permitted. Gemara also cites, that plant grain where the Beis Knesset was is considered also like a disgraceful use for the building. At all events, while the halacha is like the Chachamim, And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Rambam, that if the Shivei Tuvei Ir got together, B'mamar Kol Ir, if the seven authorized representatives of the town got together with the entire community who ratified unanimously the decision, they could even sell their Beis Knesses for one of these four things. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mochen Oso L'Shem Chatzer. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees on two fronts, and he says, no, you have to sell it L'Shem Chatzer, stipulating this is going to be used just as like kind of an empty lot, you know, someone's backyard or something. V'lokech Masha Yirta Yase, and then whatever the purchaser decides to do with it, that's his problem. So really, that's his prerogative, more than problem, his prerogative. So really, there's two points on which Rabbi Yehuda is disagreeing with the Chacham. He agrees that the Kedusha is paka, it removes totally, but he holds, nevertheless, it's inappropriate at the time of sale to stipulate even things like being used as a barn for animals. That's considered to be disgraceful. So therefore, you don't stipulate anything at all. Rather, he says, so his kula is you could use it for any purpose, even for a bathhouse, etc., but just don't speak it out. The way that the sale should happen is simply that it's ambiguous. You're selling it just for an empty lot and then let the purchaser do what he wants with it. So it's like a kula and a chumra. You can't specify, but you could ultimately be used for these four things. At all events, like I said, the halachas like chachamim, that the people shouldn't sell it for these four purposes, but in fact they're authorized if they have the Shiva Tuvir and the community also together. Even that, Pasna Shulchan Aruch, would be, although maybe not nice, halachically effective and doable.